Praise the Lord. I love the Word of God. I love that Word. Nothing takes the place of it. Nothing supersedes Scripture and the Word of God. Amen. I'm thankful that we can know it. So to do is what the wise man was emphasizing here. And I thought about deeds that were done that perhaps were not necessarily acceptable. And Saul, King Saul, comes to mind for his misdeeds and his disobedience. Speaking of sacrifice, he didn't wait for Samuel to offer the sacrifice when he was seeking God about what to do, the enemy encroaching upon them, the Philistines about to make war with them. He waited 7 days, and Samuel did not appear. And when Samuel didn't appear after that week, he saw the people began to scatter. And he made the sacrifice when he wasn't supposed to make the sacrifice. That was the priest's job. But Saul told Samuel, when Samuel called him to account, he said, "I forced myself and offered the sacrifice." Well, force yourself to be obedient. Not to step in the ways that you know are wrong, but force yourself to do what God is going to call acceptable. Amen. We make excuses and we justify oftentimes in what we force ourselves to do. But no, God, help us to do the right things. Praise God. When Saul returned from the campaign against the Amalekites, he brought the best of the sheep, the best of the cattle for sacrifice. He even saved alive their king, which was entirely against the instructions that he had. But the people were blamed for bringing back what they wanted to offer as sacrifices. And that's when Saul got the message from Samuel, a very strong message. To hearken, to listen, and to obey is better than sacrifice. And sometimes we operate in our society, in our situations, we operate on the aspect of it's easier to get forgiveness than it is to get permission. Well, again, to obey is better than sacrifice. The text says to do justice and judgment. Not just discuss it, not just debate it, not just deliberate about it. To do justice and judgment, because that's what God desires in our lives. Choices that honor Him. To use wisdom and honesty in all our dealings. I like David's prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He wanted what he said to be acceptable to the Lord. He wanted what he thought to be acceptable to the Lord. And it was because he recognized God was his strength, God was his redemption, and therefore he wanted all that he did to be acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. The Bible says to prove what is acceptable. Those sacrifices are very important. The sacrifices that we read of over and over. The sacrifices that we see being offered by the kings and by the people. The sacrifices were important because they pointed ahead to Jesus. That's why from the very beginning, when Cain and Abel offered their sacrifices, one was accepted and one was not. Why is that? Abel's lamb being accepted. Cain's fruit and vegetables not being accepted. Cain being angry and the Lord asking him, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted?" In other words, go ahead and turn around and do it right. Go ahead and take the time to do it again and do it proper this time and it will be accepted. Blood sacrifice for the remission of sins is what the Bible standard is. And it's pointing ahead to Jesus. But Cain became so angry that he shed his brother's blood instead of offering the correct sacrifice of a lamb's blood. The Passover lamb and all the other offerings were to be without blemish. The blood was to be applied. A free will offering, Leviticus 22 and 21 makes mention of, shall be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no blemish therein. Again, pointing ahead to Jesus. Jesus, that perfect sacrifice, that better sacrifice, the sacrifices in the Old Testament, all types of Jesus, and he is the once and for all sacrifice. I'm glad I don't have to be nailed to a cross. I'm glad I don't have to witness that kind of torture being inflicted upon you. I'm thankful we can come to an altar and let the blood of Jesus cleanse us and the power of the Lord minister to us. Hallelujah. Because he shed his blood. Amen. Amen. The Lord challenged Israel to offer their imperfect sacrifices to their governor. They were offering bread that was polluted. They were offering lambs that were blind and lame and sick. And the Lord said in Malachi 1 and 7, go ahead and offer those sacrifices to your governor. See if he'll be pleased with them. See if he'll accept them. Sacrifices are still important to God. And that's why Paul's instructions about being a living sacrifice is so vital in our day. I beseech you, therefore. He's using strong language. That's the language that is to get our attention. That's the language is to help us to sit up and take notice that he is beseeching you. By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. Hallelujah. And that's just your reasonable service. The mercies of God are the motivation. The love of God is to be the incentive to make yourself a living sacrifice unto the Lord, holy unto the Lord, so that it is acceptable with him. Praise God. The world doesn't think that's acceptable. The world thinks that's nonsense. You don't have to dress like that. You don't have to change your fashions from what the world is doing. You need to fit in with the crowd so that you can minister to them. It's their line of thinking. That's what's acceptable in their thinking. But thank God the Lord said, what is acceptable for me is for you to be modest, for you to be holy, for you to be different because of my love that has touched you and changed you. You don't have to fit in with the crowd. Hallelujah. You fit in with the Christ, praise God, because sacrifice, a living sacrifice, is our reasonable service. Moreover, the will of God is what we desire to follow. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The will of God is all three. The will of God for you is good. The will of God for you is acceptable. The will of God for you is perfect. And you don't have to try to negotiate with God. Okay, God, if you want to do this, then I'll do that. If you'll provide this, then I will do thus and so. Thank God we can do what the will of God declares for us to do, and it is acceptable unto him. Praise God. We are changed, not conformed, but transformed because of the power of the Lord. Our mind being renewed because we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And finding or proving what is pleasing and acceptable unto God. Ephesians 5 and 10. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Proving. You hang out with those young people and your voice starts to do like theirs a little bit. Praise God. The fruit of the Spirit in verse 9. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness and righteousness and truth. Verse 10, the unfruitful works of darkness are to be avoided because that's not acceptable. God's saying it's not acceptable. Don't fool around with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather go for the fruit of the Spirit, the goodness, the righteousness, the truth. Praise God. That's acceptable unto the Lord. Render justice and judgment in what you prove to be acceptable. Glory to God. Peter talked about suffering. I think he knew a little bit about suffering. I knew he think he knew about sandal sandwiches. Good thing the Lord washed his feet because he was sticking them in all the time. He knew about suffering. He knew about problems. He knew about difficulty. He said, if you endure grief because of conscience, that's commendable. Thank you, bro. If you endure problems because your service to God is calling you to go that direction, that's going to be all right. If you suffer patiently because of your own faults, that's just and natural. That's just fair. That's just the way it's supposed to be. But if you do well, if you're serving God, if you're doing good and you suffer for it patiently, this is acceptable. What's God saying? He's saying, if you live for me, you're going to go against the flow. If you choose to follow me, you're going to go the opposite way of the crowd. If you choose to obey me, you're going to stand out as being different. And you might suffer for it. But take it patiently. Wait upon me. Look to me. That is acceptable. Hallelujah. Doing good is the right thing. Not fair to suffer for doing good, but we do. If you suffer for good, God sees that. God doesn't ignore that. God doesn't leave you hanging. He said, it's acceptable. Hallelujah. Paul said, first of all, prayer, supplications, intercessions, giving thanks, prayers for all men and for those in authority. Thank God we can pray for those in authority, from our local government all the way up to our federal government. And certainly praying for our president is something that God finds acceptable. Pray for all that they may come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2:3, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Thank God we can make prayer a priority, and that is acceptable unto God. Not only acceptable, but good in God's sight. And the Lord wants to bring salvation to everyone. The truth that will make men free. Hallelujah. Thank God. In verse 4, he declares all men need to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. In 2 Thessalonians 2:10, it's the love of truth that can bring salvation. Not just knowing the truth. Not just being able to find it in Scripture, but loving it. I love truth. Praise God. And what you love, you're going to have a hard time giving up. What you love, you're going to spend time with. Praise God. Some people love sports. Some people love hobbies. Some people love money. All different kinds of directions that they're going to go. We love truth. Praise God. It takes a high priority in our walk with God. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful there are youth who are loving truth. They share Scripture. They testify. Praise God. They make time to go to camp. They spend 4 days sweating and praying and worshiping. Praise God. Oh, yes. That's acceptable unto the Lord. The world may say, why in the world do you have that camp? Why do you spend so much money on putting that facility together? Why do you require that all youth from all around the state, all around the district, into the Yukon, make that trip all the way over here for 4 days, and it seems like they're just going insane? It seems like they're just doing a lot of crazy things. Amen. The world would say that's not acceptable, but I'm glad our God smiles on it. I'm glad our God gives his approval. I'm glad our God is pleased when AJ jumps as high as a Maasai warrior. Hallelujah. Because that's praise to the Lord. And God says that's acceptable. Hallelujah. I'm glad that when Thomas is hollering in somebody's ear about receiving the Holy Ghost, oh, the world may say, hey, stop that hollering in that guy's ear. But God is pleased with it. God finds it acceptable. God says, that's what I want to see. Hallelujah. And when Thomas lays his hand upon his mom and the Holy Ghost comes down, oh, yes, that's acceptable. Oh, yes, that's the power of God. I don't care what the world thinks about that. I don't care what the world says is acceptable or not acceptable. I want to be acceptable to the Lord. A lot of things that are acceptable today that we used to expect, respect. We used to expect following protocol. For example, just a small thing. We turn to the flag and the national anthem is being sung or played. Hand over your heart, hat off your head. Hardly see that. Or at least there's exceptions. There's exceptions. I shouldn't say you hardly see it. I know that would happen in this crowd. Praise God. Respect. But there's a lot of folks that don't have that courtesy, that consideration. A lot of rude and selfish behavior. Road rage, they call it. All different kinds of categories and labels and excuses for how things should be. Small things. Big things, too. Big things. Debauchery and perversion. More visible in society and on the internet for your convenience. Perversion of a rainbow. We see a rainbow, that's God's promise. Other people have changed the image and the meaning and the significance of that. I want to hold to the covenant of God. Hallelujah. I want to hold to what God is saying. That's acceptable. That's what we desire. That's what we want to have happen. Praise God. In society today, marriage and family is mocked. Not acceptable. And oh, thank God, I believe it's acceptable yet with God, and we're still going to hold up marriages in prayer. We're still going to hold up family in prayer, hallelujah, and have God smile on that because it's acceptable. God and church being forsaken, no, we're not going to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, so much the more as you see that day approaching. Praise God. Oh, yes. People play at their worship, worship their work, and work at their play. But oh, thank God, we're going to hold on to what's acceptable. We're going to hold on to the work of God. Because there's a test coming. A test of acceptance. A test of whether or not we've measured up to what God calls acceptable. You see, the indwelling Spirit of the Lord gives you life. That is a quickening in the Holy Ghost. That is a spiritual dynamic that knows no equal in today's society of philosophy and religion and rehabilitation or any other kind of education that we might name. The indwelling Spirit of God does far more than we are even able to recognize and be aware of. You've got to have that moving of the Spirit in your life. Because there is going to be a trumpet sounding. There is going to be a shout. There is going to be the voice of the archangel. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's acceptable. That's acceptable. There's going to be a lot of folks wondering what's going on. A lot of folks wondering what happened to those people. They don't seem to be home. And the church doesn't seem to be as full as it used to be. What happened anyway? Those who have been acceptable have gone to be with the Lord. Praise God. And we get comfort by that word. Comfort. Praise God. There's going to be a lot of worry. There's going to be a lot of questions. There's going to be a lot of concern when you are gone. And there are those who missed it. Oh God, help us to pass that test of being acceptable, proving what is acceptable. Praise God. Because I want to be in that place. I want those young people. Praise God. Amen. 120, 130, whatever the number of them are. All of those chaperones, all of those leaders, all these speakers, praise God. If it was to happen today, whoosh, all gone. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, my, just think about it. So shall we ever be with the Lord. I want to do what's acceptable to Him. I want to be in the place where I'm acceptable when the trumpet sounds. Glory to God. Not following society's norms, not going along with the crowd, not conforming to this world, being acceptable to Him. Would you stand with me now? Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. What a thrill to see those young people. They're on the floor laying on their face before God. Spent hundreds of dollars on that paint, Brother Rick. Maybe even thousands of dollars. Certainly in man hours. Coming off again. Young people laying on the floor, flecks of paint on their face. They didn't care. They're getting close to God. Hallelujah. Acceptable. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Let's ask the Lord to make us acceptable to Him. Come on, raise your hands. Raise your voice. Oh, God, make me acceptable to You. That's what's most important. That's what counts. That's what I've got to make a priority. I want to be acceptable to You, Lord. Oh, God, renew my mind. Oh, God, transform my life. Oh, Lord, a new creature in You. Old things passing away. All things becoming new. Oh, God, move, Lord Jesus. Move, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord. I love You, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, praise God. Thank You for making it available. Thank You for making the time. Troy, Angela, Aubrey, all of those young people being in the house of God. Wanting to be acceptable to the Lord. Praise God. Oh yes, the crowd pushes them. Culture tries to mold them and change them. But the Spirit of God moving and working in them now, that's the priority. That's what we want to see. That's the hand of the Lord we want to see transformed. Praise God. Shane, Thomas, and AJ. Glory to God. All that are there, that God would move Nathaniel's life, all of them, we want to see them changed, acceptable to the Lord. And the good way to do it is to show them how to be acceptable ourselves unto the Lord. Praise God. To do the work of God. To desire Him. Would you come and pray today for a short while? Would you come and seek the Lord and just make the commitment again? God, I want to be acceptable. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in Your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Let me do justice and judgment, Lord. Let me be acceptable to You even more than sacrifice. Oh, God, that I can follow you as a living sacrifice and do your work and do your will. Hallelujah. Let's reach out to the Lord everywhere here now. Praise God. Front to back. Let's reach out to the Lord.
Wash me white.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Change us, Lord. Change us, Lord. Oh, God, that we can serve you, that we can walk with you, that we can obey you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mungdan baraneme ke soto rarele mashatai. Hatamanda rarama kasa kundo robohai. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Olorama kalorama kundo dolorabaya. Indo sororama shalorabakai. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, let your glory come upon your people. Let your power be displayed. Let them be a vessel, Lord God, of your glory, Jesus. Vessels of mercy. Vessels, Lord God, that you can use.